proclamation number 5503 dated the October 10th, 1952. Loss of earthly possessions can result in spiritual treasures. You will find ample spiritual compensation for everything that is taken from or denied to you if you only strive for spiritual perfection. You will never make a spiritually inappropriate request, for every spiritually directed thought is pleasing to God and therefore always successful. The more you humans are involved with matter, the less spiritually minded you are, and therefore it first has to be taken from you in order to change your thoughts. Hence it should only ever be considered a means for perfection if you are forced to forego material possessions. Yet you will never have to go without, because you are able to receive spiritual possessions all the more if only you want them. You may certainly possess earthly matter, but it must never be your master. You must always be able to sacrifice it, which only comes easily when the value of spiritual possessions is recognized. And you humans will only recognize this when you experience earthly hardship, when human help is not available but spiritual help always has to be requested in order to then also be felt as extremely invigorating. Whatever earthly goods you own can be taken from you, but you never need to fear the loss of spiritual possessions if you care to own them. The request for spiritual goods will always be fulfilled, yet there is no guarantee that earthly goods will remain your own, only if you use them well, that is, in accordance with God's will, and thus are active and work for the benefit of your fellow human beings, will God also bless and increase them for you. In that case, however, you will have already detached yourselves from matter, you will no longer desire it with every fiber of your being but work with it for the benefit of your fellow human beings. But you won't complain when earthly goods are taken from you, for God knows why He allows it, and even the loss of such belongings is beneficial for you. For then He will shower you with spiritual gifts of grace, and your will only has to be willing to use them for your own and your fellow human beings' perfection. Consequently, never grieve over material possessions which were taken from you. They are of no value in eternity. Yet the loss can bring you possessions of lasting value which are able to make you very happy on earth and one day in the spiritual kingdom. What you create and amass spiritually will stay with you and signify a wealth which is everlasting. But gladly and joyfully let go of the earthly material goods you own and exchange them for spiritual possessions. For the time will come when only these goods will be useful to you, when everything you still own today will disappear. Amen.